Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law doth he meditate day and night. And that's what we need to do. We need to meditate day and night on the Lord. I know you're thinking, well, does that mean that I just sit there all day and think of the Lord? No, it just means that whatever you do, you acknowledge the Lord and you are constantly in communication with Him as you go about your day. You're meditating on the Word. You're meditating on what you've studied. You meditated on what you've read. You meditated maybe on what the pastor's message was from the previous Sunday. You meditate on what God is revealing to you. You meditate, amen? And that's what I encourage you to do. Meditate on God and God's Word day and night, because He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. There are benefits in meditating on the Word of God. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today, and I just thank you for being the awesome God that you are and the only true and living God. Bless us on today. Bless our understanding, Lord, that we may be able to hear you, discern and understand, and we may be able to appropriate and apply these principles and truths to our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's go back to the book of John. I'm loving the book of John. The book of John, we're still in chapter 7. There's so much in there. And we are going to reread verse 24 to continue on our thought. And Jesus said, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Verse 25, then some of them of Jerusalem said, is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? So people were saying, wait a minute. They've been talking about this man, taking him down. You know, he speaketh not of God. He claimed to be God and he is not. But you know what? This man is speaking boldly and ain't nobody saying a word. Nobody's saying a word. Do they really? It says, do the rulers know indeed that this is the Christ? See, so it was still bringing about that division, because they're saying, wait a minute, if they knew that he was speaking lies and blasphemy, they would feel confident to go over there and arrest this man and stop them from doing it. Do they actually indeed know? And that's the reason why they're not saying anything. Verse 27, howbeit we know this man, whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. They're saying, we know who this is. It's Jesus of Nazareth. We thought that when the Christ come, no man would know it. He would just like come out of the clouds in this mysterious way with a crown, riding on a horse with wings, and he would take over. And, you know, goes back to that appearance again. We're thinking that this is how it's supposed to go. And they're like, we know Jesus come from Nazareth. There ain't no way that this is the Christ. But man, he's speaking a lot of truth and he's speaking boldly. Verse 28. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, ye both know me and ye know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. Whom ye know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he sent me. So they're saying, you know what? You don't even know God. Because if you knew God, you'd know me. Verse 30, then they sought to take him, but no men laid hands on him, because his hour was not come yet. Because, see, they didn't even know that they were under the authority of God. And that is what's so awesome about God, is that even when people sought to take Jesus down, they couldn't do anything yet until everything was culminated according to the plan of God. Just like your life. There's no way that certain things can even be done unto you unless it is according to the plan of God. Just like Job. The enemy sought to take Job out. But you know what? He couldn't do anything according unless it was in the plan of God. You know, God said, you know, where are you coming from, Satan? What are you seeking to do? Satan says, I'm going to and fro seeking whom I may devour. And God says, have you considered my servant Job? The man that is upright before me, who is no evil is found in him. He shews evil, means he rejects it. He's not even about it. And Satan said, well, you got that hedge of protection around him. No wonder he seeks and worships you because you're protecting him. And God said, go ahead and try him, but just don't touch his body. That gives us clear indication that God is sovereign and nothing can be done to us unless it is within the plan of God. But remember, our thoughts are not his thoughts and our ways are not his ways. So some things that happen are we're like, God, why would you even allow that to happen? What good is that going to do? How is that going to glorify you? What? You know what? If we are in the plan of God, he is going to take care of it. Romans 8 and 28, all things work together for good to them that love God and who are the called according to his purpose. He's going to work it out for our good. And so these men couldn't lay hands on him because his hour hadn't come. It was not time yet. It's all according to God's plan. Wasn't time yet. Verse 31, and many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done? In other words, if this is not Christ, tell me who is going to come along and do more than what he is doing. We've never seen this before. And more people believed on him. Like today, Jesus hasn't come yet. More people need to believe on him. More people need to be saved. More people need the gospel delivered to them. So I encourage you, you got a gift from God. You know that God is calling you to do a particular thing. Don't hold back now. It's time to let it go. Let it rip and let God show you how to do it. It's not an easy journey, but it is a journey fitted for the kingdom purposes. Be part of the kingdom. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us. But seek first the kingdom. What the kingdom needs are laborers. The harvest is ready, but the laborers are few. Go out and do the work of the kingdom. Show the love of Christ. Love one another. This you will know that these are my disciples, if they have love one towards another. Let love permeate and exuberate, expound, be large in love, not seeking your own. Love is not selfish. It is kind. Be kind one to another. Show the love of God on today. Amen. Do the work of the ministry like an evangelist. Go out and tell people about God. Show the love of God. Be an example. Let your light shine so they may glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Lift Jesus up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. All men, all sons of God unto me. If I be lifted up, lift up the name of Christ on today. Amen. Join me on tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you.